Someone wanted to know, how do you make an authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, and what does that actually mean? This is my favorite question of the hour because it gives me a chance to bring in a man with a great radio voice. He might have missed his calling. He didn't miss his calling because he's making what is, for me and my money, the best pizza in Rochester. It's been that way for a long time. It's a place called The Pizza Stop on State Street, and Jim Staffieri is the owner and the pizza maker. It's nice to see you in my digs. I'm always down at your place.
Yes,
great to have
is.
You here.
Great to be here.
Thank you for thanks for taking the time, Jim. And first of all, Brooklyn style pizza. Well, where are you from? You can answer this question.
Family's originally from Brooklyn. Brooklyn style. That's kind of a not an accurate term. It's first of all, let's clarify one thing. It's not a Brooklyn style or a New York style. It's New York pizza.
Okay, so you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
So what is New York pizza?
It's following the tradition. My uncle started the business back in early 1950s in Brooklyn, and it's just following what he's done for the many years that he did it, and then my father got into the business in the early 60s. It's just following the tradition and respecting the tradition.
We all have an image in our mind of what a Chicago pizza
right.
is like. What is a New York pizza like to
New
you?
York pizza is a thin crust pizza, but it's not just being thin crust. It's the way the dough is made. It's the way the sauce is made. It's the ovens you use. A lot of people up here in Rochester now are going to a New York-style pizza, what they call, and that just means they're making it thinner. But it's not the same, and like I said, it's the dough and sauce are the key.
Okay, so without giving away the entire store, and again, Jim's from the Pizza Stop, and I'm not going to ask you to give your entire recipe.
No,
but
we can't do that.
But it's not just a thin crust. How can we go in a better direction of making a more authentic New York pizza, New York style pizza?
Well, first of all, I will give you one hint. It's a low yeast dough. There's not a lot of yeast in it. The idea is you don't want it to raise up a lot. And then after we cut it and roll it, it sits out for a bit, and then we put it right away. You don't want it to get too risen.
Okay. Otherwise, you start end up in Chicago territory.
Well, no, but it's just not the same. Then it changes the characteristic of the crust, and you know it's more to it than just a thin crust. It's
okay.
Almost a science.
Now, here's another important question that did not come from a listener, but it's how do you eat a piece of pizza, especially if you want to be an authentic New Yorker?
If you want to be authentic New Yorker, you put it in a piece of wax paper. Put the wax paper up around the crust, fold it up, and eat it. That's the way you do it.
Now,
you don't need a plate. You don't need knives and forks. You just pick it up, put it in a piece of wax paper, and you're on your way.
When you see someone with a knife and fork, do you kick them out of the pizza
shop? I should. But then I'd be losing half my customers.
Do you die inside a little bit?
A little bit. It's just not right.
Okay. It's a little too dainty for you?
Yeah, not dainty. It's just not traditional.
Not traditional. Now, what about folding the pizza?
Yeah, some people fold it. Yeah, a lot of people fold it. I fold it. Sometimes I don't. I like to eat it halfway, then fold the remainder of the pizza up around the crust, and then eat it like a burrito.
Very nice.
It is, yeah. I kind of like the mixing of the crust with the everything else.
Jim Staffieri is the owner of the Pizza Stop in Rochester, answering our listeners' questions on how to make. Again, it's New York pizza.
New York pizza.
The term Brooklyn-style pizza is what one of our listeners used. You hear that a lot, but you said that's not the right term.
Well, because, I mean, when you say in New York style, you're referencing this is what we want it to be. You're styling it. But what we say is ours is original New York pizza because, like I said, we follow the traditions that date back to the 50s. The way we do it, we don't cut corners. We don't use conveyor ovens. You know, it's just the whole package.
Can you tell me a little bit more about growing up and seeing pizza made and what it was like for you?
Oh, as a kid, it was, you know, every kid's fantasy. You have pizza all day, you know, 24 hours a day, if you want it.
Oh, and you did?
We did. You know, my father made an excellent pizza in East Islip, and he was very well known for what he made. And, you know, as a kid, you don't really realize it's what you have, but, you know, we were able to eat pizza whenever we wanted.
Long hours for your father?
It was, 7 days a week.
And because it really is for you, I always see you there.
That's part of the secret. You have to be there.
It's tough on family, though, isn't it?
It is. Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's caused a few wrinkles here and there. But it's what you have to do. You can't have a business like that, especially when you're dealing with food, that you're not there. Because when you're not there, you know, things don't always go the way you want them to.
When you opened 30 years ago, and even today now, and you think about what you ate growing up and your family's recipes, how much of what you're doing does look like what you saw growing up?
Oh, a lot. I mean, the same products aren't available, but, you know, product-wise, the way it looks and everything, it's very similar.
What's the easiest corner that you could cut but don't?
Cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
there's varying qualities of cheese from cheaper to the more expensive, and we use the more expensive.
You use more. Yeah. You really see a difference, though.
Oh, sure. It's the taste and just the texture of it. Cheaper cheese tends to be more rubbery. When you start chewing it, it's like chewing on a, you know, rubber. Where the more expensive cheese, it just, you know, kind of melts in your mouth.
And before I let you go, I have to interrogate you on one thing. My colleague Veronica Volk loves your pizza. I don't know anybody who doesn't, and I'm just saying this. I'm not, you know, a paid endorser of the pizza stop. It is fabulous pizza.
And so Veronica, I shouldn't write that check?
No. Veronica loves your pizza. She learned an important lesson about being on a cell phone in line. Can you tell us what that lesson would probably be?
Yeah, the lesson is if you're on your cell phone, don't try to order. We won't take your order. I mean, some people think that's rude, and some people think we shouldn't do it. But when we had people coming in on their phone pointing to what they wanted and then holding up how many fingers of what they wanted, I said that's enough. You know, if you can't talk to me for 2 seconds, then we're not going to take your order.
I love it.
I mean, you know, people call us names for it and don't agree, but that's what we do.
You've had people complain?
Oh, sure. Someone said it was going to call the Better Business Bureau. Yeah. You know, they don't realize that they're being rude. You know, it's as if they came in and they were getting ready to order and I took out my phone and started talking. It's just not right.
Now, to Veronica's credit, she said she totally understood.
Well, as long as she didn't get mad and write a bad review about it.
She had a big smile on her face, and she was back, I think, the next day.
Well, that's what we want. We want people coming back. We don't want to chase anybody away. And, you know, if they don't want to come back because of a simple thing like that, well, there's not much we can do about it.
Good ideas for our listeners if they're making pizza at home. I think people like my wife who likes to try to make some pizza, she does a great job. But I don't know anybody who does it better than Jim Staffieri and the Pizza Stop. Thank you very much for coming in, and I'll see you down there. At the new location on State Street, nice to hear it's going well. Where else are you?
We are in Greece in the plaza by Long Pond and Ridgeway.
Because you've been in Rochester for 30 years. How long in Greece?
They've been a little over 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm glad to hear that's going well.
Yes, it is.
As well. Thank you for taking the time to come in for us, Jim.
Thank you for having me.